Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome to this morning Bhagavatam class. Yesterday we were discussing offenses. 10 offenses Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. And out of those 10 offenses, 1 offense was to disobey the order of the spiritual master. 3rd offense. So I mention, I humbly request all the devotees, with a straw in my teeth, and all the internet listeners also. So I want to, one quote of Srila Prabhupada. I am going to read this. Title is Grihastha Ashram Sadhana. As for the Grihasthas worshipping Gaur-nitya deities, that is only for those who live far away from the temple and cannot attend. Otherwise, such worship is redundant. There is already deity worship going on in the temple, and they should attend the aartis, not install their own deities. Who's saying this? Srila Prabhupada, founder Charya of ISKCON. The householding community in Los Angeles or any of our temples is not meant to be independent from the temple program. Is clear to everyone? Srila Prabhupada letter to Jai Tirtha, 1st May 1974. This I wanted to share. I hope all the great Vaishnavas will agree with me and follow these instructions of our founder Charya Srila Prabhupada. Purport where I stopped yesterday. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiriye Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Sukadev Goswami Maharaj, a greatest writer, and unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master, giver of this Bhagavatam to the whole world. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Acha. Atma. On you, okay, please, thank you. I was thinking, then I thought maybe. Read the translation. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Iti Pamsar Pita Vishnu Bhakti Chenyablabhyalakshana Kriyate Bhagavata Yata Tanmanye Adim Uttamam. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, and remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servants, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So, again here, this is a continuation of offenses. Prabhupada is recommending here that one should chant the holy name 24 hours a day. The question arises, how one can chant 24 hours while sleeping, how he can chant? Answer is there for this doubt. One who is chanting during the daytime, you know, while sleeping, what he will do? He will remember Krishna even while sleeping also. There was 2 devotees sleeping, you know, in one room. And one mentioned to other, at night you were shouting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I woke up, what happened? I saw you sleeping, but you were shouting Hari Bol. So even in sleeping, one can remember Krishna, you know. But daytime, we have to be very careful that everything we do in connection with Krishna. We don't do anything independent of Him. As it is mentioned by Him, Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. I think it's in the chapter 9. Yat karoshi yadashnashi yajyahosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kursham madarpanam. O son of Kunti, whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. Doesn't matter what you do. You know, Srila Prabhupada stressed on this point so much. Illicit sex is abominable. And this is the bondage keeping us back here in this miserable material world. But then, it means no sex life? Krishna is answering this question. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatara shava. The kam, the lust, sex life which is not against the religious principle, Krishna said that I am. So dear devotees, only thing that we have to understand the things as they are. This attraction between a man and woman is very, very strong. Very strong. Krishna has made this just for procreation. But we, conditioned souls, fallen souls, we misuse that and then glide down. In spite of coming up preparing ourselves to return to our real home. Our real home is Gauloka Vrindavan. This material world is not our home. I am attached to my home, my sweet home. No. My real home is the spiritual world, Gauloka Vrindavan. I do not belong to this place. I am here because I wanted to enjoy independence of Krishna. That is my problem. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vamsha kare paashete maya tare jhapatiya dhare. After forgetting Krishna, when the jiva wants to enjoy independence of him, then he comes under the sway of maya. And maya slapping him again and again. And foolish jiva, then again serving the maya. Again serving the maya. And Krishna is worried for us. Actually, many times we accuse Krishna because of our conditioned state, because of our foolishness. What to speak of accusing Krishna? Nobody should be accused. If we want to accuse, then we should only accuse our mind, stupid mind, whose because of too much sense gratification, it has become very, very filthy, dirty, and always dragging me towards that side. So, offenses. Actually, all the problems start from here. When one is busy in enjoying senses, it doesn't matter, he will do any damn thing to enjoy his senses. It is seen that. And Prabhupada has mentioned repeatedly different places. So, I have to understand this. This lust is nothing. What is this lust? In the chapter 3, verse 37, verse 36, Arjuna is asking this question to Sri Krishna. Sri Arjuna vacha, atha kena priyuktoyam papam charati purushah anichannapi varshanyavaladivanijodita. O Krishna, O descendant of Vrishni, Lord appeared in a Vrishni in your dynasty. What is the reason that a jiva is impelled? Even he is not willing to, what you call for sinful acts. Sometimes he is not willing, but he is, forced to commit sinful acts. What is the reason for this? In the Purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that we are all pure. Doesn't matter what kind of body we may have. White, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, man, woman. Doesn't matter. We are all pure souls. But due to our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, we have become contaminated. And biggest contamination is this lust. So, sometime we accuse, Prabhupada mentioned in this purport of this verse 36, chapter 3, that we accuse that Krishna, God is punishing me. No. Actually, it's not that. Sometimes people say, whatever I'm doing is the will of the God. It's not true. It's not the will of the God. The reason is explained in the next verse. Verse 37, Supreme Lord is saying, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamesha Krodesha Rajo Ghunsam Udbhava Mahachano Mahatpapma Vidyenam Hivarinam. Supreme Personality of God, Lord Sri Krishna said, that this is lust, kam, attraction for a woman, and attraction for a man. This vice versa is there. Mahachano Mahatpapma. Lord is saying, this is the most sinful enemy, devouring, of jiva, this actually lust is the most sinful. Kamesha Krodesha ರಜೋಗುಣ ಸಮೋದ್ಭವ ಮಹಾಚನೋ ಮಹಾತ್ಮಾತ್ಮ ಬಿದಿಯೇ ನಮಿ ಬ್ಯಾರಿ ನಮ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎನಿಮಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಜೀವ, ದಿಸ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಸೊ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಬೇ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೈ ಎನಿಮಿ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್, ದೆನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಶಿಲ ಪರ್ವಪಾದ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಸ್ಟ್. ಲಸ್ಟ್, ಯು ನೋ, ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ desire to enjoy independent of him, then we came under the what you call survey of lust. This lust is nothing but a love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is explaining, when you put sour tamarind in the milk, it turns into yogurt. Yogurt is nothing but a milk. But it's a North Pole and a South Pole. You cannot say yogurt is also milk. No, yogurt is yogurt now and milk is milk. So, this lust is nothing but a, what do you call it, transformation of love of Krishna into lust. You can say that. You know, so this lust is the greatest enemy I have to understand. Not I, but we all have to understand this. You know, when a lusty person, he becomes so crazy after lusty desires. You know what's happening nowadays? Even it's happening in India. Before we used to accuse the Western world, it's prevalent in this country. As all of you know, there are the homosexual, there are the lesbians, very sinful thing is happening in our place. One teacher, he is running one school actually. He told me this. So I was struck with wonder. He told me this one young girl, maybe 15, 20 years, less than that. Young. Girls, they grow up quick, you know, not the boys. So this young girl, she was very good in studying. So this principal of the school, owner of the school, said, oh, why you were studying so nice? Why you are not doing well in your studies now? So then principal talked to the teacher concerned. And she was so good, and why she is so dull now? Then her mother was called. Then you know what the truth came out? Truth. Father is having relation with the daughter. This is happening now. In the Western world, it's very common. But even it's happening in India also. And the teacher was, you know, this principal, they said, I am so sorry, Maharaj, to hear this. The mother of the girl told that she cannot do anything. Father is a demon, a rascal. So this lust point is, this lust is very, very powerful. But lust is not more powerful than Krishna or Krishna Prem. By the mercy of Mahabhagavata Srila Prabhupada, we have to learn this and just try to perform devotion service. All of you are doing very good here. As I mentioned, it's not that I am buttering Suhas Prabhu. In many temples, I haven't seen temple president coming to the Mangal Arati, frankly speaking. They don't come. But here, whenever I came here after 10 years or 5 years, or now I'm coming after 5 years, is that right? Somebody said. But I see Suhas all the time, Mangal Arati. So that's very good. And this is to the eternal credit of Suhas Prabhu. And my god brother, he's also my god brother, Sura Prabhu, he was also very punctual. Now he's not feeling well. We should all pray for him. He should get well, you know. He's very much attached to his service. But unfortunately, his kidneys are not functioning, you know. So he's in big trouble, but still he's, you know, smiling. There's a smile on his face. Look at him. Even now he's smiling. What is that? OA. Okay, wonderful. You want me to donate? I'm old man, you know, my kidney may not function in you, you know. You need a young man's kidney. Healthy kidney. So, devotees, those who are coming, it's very nice, very good. Book distribution is going on, wonderful. So devotees, point I'm making is that due to lust, we commit all kind of sinful activities. Now we have to understand, while I'm in this body, I have to get rid of my this greatest enemy. And the process which Srila Prabhupada has given, Srila Prabhupada has given so much purpose to this, two verses of Prahlad Maharaj. It means so much importance is given to these two verses, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. So, we should understand this, and we should try to understand this also, which I am trying, and I hope all of you are also trying, that this process which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti, this process is very, very authentic, and this process is as sure as death. Like death is sure, this process is sure. I am following this process, but it's not functioning, it's not happening. There's something in my following. And that is the offenses we were discussing yesterday. Due to our different offenses, this process is not working. You know, I want to tell you one story. Yesterday, we have time today. We are not in Hari Swas, Prabhu. Are we in hurry? You said the meeting is at 10 o'clock? Yes. So we will finish as usual. Thank you. So I want to tell you one in the Shastra story that offenses are so, you know, powerful that our great Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, many of you must be knowing this. Not then, I read in Brij Ke Rasikacharya. This story is about the offenses I found there. Stories like this, that this great Vaishnava was like Srila Rup, Srila Sanatan, Srila Raghunath Bhatt, Srila Raghunath Das, Srila Jeev, Srila Gopal Bhatt, they used to have a Leela Spurti. What is a Leela Spurti? They will see Krishna's pastime just like we see the cinema. They see. Because they are so pure, transcendentally situated. One day, what happened? Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Leela Spurti, he is seeing this pastime of Krishna. What was the pastime? That Jagan Mata, the universal mother, Radharani, we need her mercy also. Without her mercy, nobody can step on this path of devotion. Her mercy is must. So she, her only business is to please Krishna. She's always thinking of pleasing Krishna. So now she wants to pick some flowers to make a garland for Krishna. As all of you know, our Lord Sri Krishna is very naughty, you know. Is it? Am I right? It's very naughty. Krishna's, this is his pastime, he likes to be, whatever Lord likes, you know. And that's transcendental, wonderful. He's naughty or whatever he is, that is transcendental. So she's trying, there is one tree, and she's trying to pick the flowers, but she is not able to reach the branch. Lord Sri Krishna is nearby somewhere, and Radharani didn't know the Krishna is around here. And Krishna made note of this, that she's trying to pick flowers to make a garland for me. So slowly, slowly Krishna came. He bent that, you know, branch of that flower tree. Radharani. She is actually very, very, what do you call, naive. Is it proper to say naive? Innocent. Because she is so transcendental. So she caught hold of this branch of the tree, started picking the flowers. And what happened? Krishna was, you know what you call, pushing that down. No, Krishna left that branch. And Radharani went up and, you know, hanged him. And Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is watching this pastime, you know. When he saw like this, so he smiled, you know. Krishna, what is doing, you know. So Radharani is hanging, you know, holding the tree. Now the same time, what happened? The one Vaishnava, where anybody can be Vaishnava. Vaishnava doesn't have any special qualification that he should be born Brahman. Anybody can be Vaishnava. His body should be very beautiful. He should be good looking. No. Soul. If he's engaged in the service of Super Soul Sri Krishna, purified, which kind of body Vaishnava may have, is transcendental. So this Vaishnava's one leg was, you know, he was a lame person. He came to see Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He was also Vaishnava, pure devotee. I think his name was mentioned, Kanjan Krishna Das, something like that. When he came to see Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, it was a coincidence that that time Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada was smiling. So this Krishna Das Maharaj thought, oh, because I am lame, my leg is not good, he's smiling, looking at me. So he became upset and left. What happened? That Leela Safurti stopped to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He is no more seeing the pastime of Krishna. So he became very upset. Then he approached his elder brother, to whom he used to consider like his spiritual master, Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada. And he fell at his feet with tears in his eyes. He said, my dear Gurudev, I am very sorry. I am not able to see Krishna's Leela now. So immediately Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada said, you must have committed offense to a Vaishnava. But I haven't committed any offense knowingly. Then it must be unknowingly. See, offense is so powerful. Even unknowingly we commit the offense, it has a great effect. So then, you know, the Vaishnavas help each other. So then how I can find out this? I have committed offense to a Vaishnava. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada said that you invite the Vaishnavas of this area for prasadam. One who won't come, you should understand that you have committed offense at his feet. So he did this, and this Krishnadas, Kanjan Krishnadas, he didn't come. So he was told that he didn't come. So Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, great Vaishnava, great Acharya, went to him, paid him his obeisances. He said, are you annoyed with me? Say, yes. What I have done to you? I came to see you that day, and because my leg is not good, you were laughing at me, smiling at me. No, I was not smiling at you. Then, I was seeing this pastime of Krishna. That's why he immediately understood that both are great Vaishnavas. She immediately took out of his mind, no, I made mistake. Again, Leela Sphurti, seeing the pastime started. So, point is this, devotees, we have to be very, very careful about the offenses. We should not commit offenses. We should be conscious of this, even unknowingly, as a fact. And what to speak of knowingly committing any offense. So we understand. Me, you, he, she, my culprit mind will tell me I have offended this Prabhu, or I have offended this Mataji, or I have offended this person. My culprit mind knows. So immediately one should apologize to whom they offend. You know, and a offense to the Vaishnava, you know, there's saying by Srila Narottam Thakur, he's saying that Hari sthane aparade tari hari naam. If one is offensive at the feet of Krishna, Hari, then by chanting the holy name, as it is mentioned, I just read, by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If one offend the Lord by chanting His holy name, this offense become neutralized. But if one has offended Lord's devotee, then this offense cannot be neutralized by chanting. Then how it can be neutralized? By begging pardon of that Vaishnava to whom one has offended. Like I just told you the story. So, sometimes we don't know, so Prabhupada said this, in mind we beg the forgiveness if I have offended any Vaishnava, knowingly or unknowingly, please forgive me. We ask pardon, forgiveness from their souls, wherever they are, kindly forgive. Actually, we are not supposed to offend any jiva, any soul. This is one happening during Srila Prabhupada's, I remember. Oh, you have to go. Okay. Oh, thank you. So, we were in Delhi. Delhi, I heard that there is one temple of Lord Shiva. And on Lord Shiva, the Shivalingam, the one celestial snake come and wrap again the Shivalingam and like this Shivalingam. So I was curious, inquisitive to see this temple, go there. It was South Indian temple. There was one devotee with me. He was not initiated, but he was dhoti kurta, so he went with me to the temple. We both went there. When I went there, so I paid my obeisances to Lord Shiva. He didn't. When we came out, so he chastised me. He said, why you paid your obeisances to Lord Shiva? I said, why not? He said, Prabhupada says that we should not pay obeisances to Lord Shiva. So, it was not so difficult to approach Srila Prabhupada. Nowadays, difficult to approach, you know, one of us. But Prabhupada was very easily approached. So I went to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, you said that we should not pay obeisance to Lord Shiva? Prabhupada said, who said this? I said, one devotee. I don't know whether he said rascal or not. But Prabhupada said, they say Prabhupada says like this, Prabhupada says like that. I never say this, never say that. They say that using my name. Then he said, what to speak of respecting Lord Shiva? A Vaishnava even show respect to an ant also. Vaishnava should show respect to an ant because she is also a soul and super soul is there with the ant also. And Lord Shiva is the chief of the demigods. And I have read in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is saying that Lord Shiva is identical with Krishna. He is the chief of the demigods, Mahadeva. So, point is, we should be very, very careful. We should be respectful to all the demigods, all the devas. By their mercy, our worshipable Lord is Sri Krishna. Like the gopis took help from Mother Katyayani, Mother Durga. They prayed to Mother Durga, to Katyayani, Mother, please bless us, bless me so that we can have Krishna as our husband. So Mother blessed them. She blessed them. So we can take the help from the devas, but we should not be offensive at their lotus feet. They are all servant of Krishna. Devas means serving Krishna. We should not be offensive to anyone. As long as one is offensive, doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, doesn't matter. Big, small, doesn't matter. Our spiritual progress will be checked, you know. We will become stagnant. And the message is, our spiritual progress should not become stagnant. Our spiritual progress should not become stagnant. As I am progressing, you know, I am talking about me. Progressing. Progressing where? Coming close to death. Making progress towards death. Yesterday has died my life. It's not going to come back. I think it's same with all of us. All of you agree? No? Everybody is not saying yes. It means there is some doubt also in this. We are progressing. But I am not making progress on this path of devotion. When I will progress on this path of devotion, then only there is going to be emotion, bhava. I am not progressing, no devotion. I am no devotion, I am talking about myself. All of you are wonderful devotees. I have no devotion. That's why there is no emotion. No devotion, no emotion. When there is no emotion, only commotion. Only commotion, then there is no promotion to the spiritual world. Devotion, emotion, commotion and promotion. No promotion. I need to be promoted to the spiritual world, my real home. I belong to Krishna. Mami vamso jeeva loke jeeva bhuta sanatana. Krishna is my father. I am his servant. I belong to Krishna. He is my real father. Krishna is called Parpitamaha. Brahmaji is Pitamaha, grandfather, but he is the father of the grandfather also. He is Parpitamaha. So he wants actually, Parpitamaha, he is so kind, he has sent his pure devotee, he came himself, he came in the role of his own devotee, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his elder brother Nityananda Prabhu. He appeared at Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata. These forms of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata, they are a form of bhava, emotions. This is a Vrindavan bhava. Large big eyes, hands are gone inside because he is in a Vrindavan mood. Vrindavan mood is so beautiful, so wonderful. So offenses, we have to be very, very careful devotees. Help each other. Then we will be helped also. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses. Constant chanting. As I mentioned the other day, it's not that I have chanted 16 rounds and next day I'm looking something. So another devotee inquired from me, what are you looking? Oh, I lost my bead bag, you know. But it's mentioned here, constant chanting. Make one free of offenses. And then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By chanting, when one will be free of offenses, then one can chant with love also, you know. In one song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, he's praying to his Gurudev, Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Karo E Dase Trina Piksha Atihina, Sakala Sahane Bal Diya Karo, Nija Mane Sprahahina, Sakale Samana Karite Shakati, Deho Natha Yata Yata. What is he saying? Please give me the strength so that I respect all the living beings. Sakale samana. Karita shakati. Then I will be able to chant if I respect everyone. All the jivas. Sakale samana. Karite shakati. Deho natha yata yata. Tave to gaivo hari naam sukhe. If I am able to respect all the living beings, then I will be able to chant this holy name with great love and devotion. And then there is going to be emotions also. Tabe to gaibo hari naam sukhe. When I will chant holy name very nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Then what is going to happen? All the offenses are going to be ceased, finished. Aparadha hoi behata. Holy name is, nobody, even Ananta and Mother Saraswati can describe the glories of the holy name. And this is freely available. Freely available by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee Srila Prabhupada and Supreme Lord Gaur Nithai. They is freely available, but I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for this holy name. This is my misfortune. It is recommended that even if one commits offense, one should continue chanting the holy name. It's very important. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. Very important point to note. In the book Nam Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name. Yeah. We should pray to Harinam Prabhu. My dear Harinam Prabhu, Harinam also has a form. Please forgive my offenses. We should pray to the Harinam Prabhu. If one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. I did not know the glories of your personality, Daksha, you know, because, you know why he didn't know the glories of the personality of Lord Shiva? Because he was very expert in producing children. Daksha means very expert. He has 10,000 children produced, and then 1,000 to whom they were all made by Naraji, devoted to Krishna, you know. And Daksha cursed Naraji, called him ill name, but Naraji didn't say anything. He's so pure. And therefore, I committed an offense at your lotus feet. In the open assembly, you are so kind. However, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. Daksha is saying, one should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as mukta kuler upasya manam and nibrata tarshir upajiya manat. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. Then smaranam, I think time is finishing. And five minutes are there. Anybody has any question? Should we finish here, Prabhu? Yeah. 5 minutes. We can finish. I can go 5 minutes? Maybe we finish here. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And all glories to the holy name. And all glories to all the wonderful devotees of New Dwarka Dham. Hare Krishna. Please, you have 5 minutes, don't go. Give us 5 minutes more association of yours, you know. After 5 minutes you can go. Question, yes. Anybody has any question? You have question? It's mic, okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. Who said thank you?
I.
Oh, you, yes.
In the purport that you just read, the lines of the purport that you just read, Prabhupada says we can chant two prayers.
Yeah.
And he mentions them just by referring to one line in each prayer. I recognize this Nivritta Tarshaya Upanigya Manad, but the other one I don't recognize, the first one. Can you translate that first one or give some indication what that verse is, that prayer is, please?
One should be humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ai Mukta Kuler Upasya.